It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
Yeah, for real. Here we go.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one, as we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Yeah, I can't really hear the radio right now. I mean, you can't?
No.
Let me share again.
I heard it real faint.
The madness grows in this sick society. Posers laud shallow youth for their empty fads. Phonies seek out vain celebrities for instruction. Slaves glorify globalist parasites for their stolen wealth and power. Politicians are puppets, not leaders. Sheep wear masks and accept deadly vaccines. In these dark times, the wise must lead us. So we call the Wisdom Circle. Each week, Scorpio and Giuseppe will call upon the sages, the learned, the pragmatic, to discuss the great problems and distill the great solutions. Here is the leader of the Wisdom Circle, Scorpio.
Okay, Burrow, you're live.
Okay. Hello, guys. Welcome to the Wisdom Circle. Today's date is December 23rd, 2020, and we are just about done with this year. It's hard to believe. And, well, today we have two very special guests. We have Breiser and his very good friend, Graham Hart. But first, let me introduce Chris Weiner and Giuseppe, my co-hosts on the show. Guys, how are you today?
Good. How about you?
Doing well as can be expected with this absolute satanic insanity from this worldwide globalist attack on real people.
Yeah, no doubt. There's some crazy stuff going on. And, of course, Breiser and Graham are... Well, Breiser's in Ireland, Graham's in the UK. So, guys, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Scorpio. It's great to be with you, my friend. Thank you for asking me on.
Oh, great, man.
I'm here too. Yeah, thanks, guys, for the invite.
It's an honor.
Merry Christmas, Yuletide to you all. You know, could be our last one, but
No kidding.
Don't know yet. So, yeah, for everyone, just get out now and see your families and friends and ignore all this nonsense, you know. So I've been getting the word out a bit, doing my shopping now. We're just really speaking to a few people and just saying, come on, guys, enough is enough here. We're going into lockdown again from tomorrow, by the way, here.
In Ireland, too?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
For 3 weeks, yeah.
My Another God. Austerity Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's going on in England? Maybe Graham, you could fill us in on this. Boris Johnson came out and said, we can't continue with Christmas this year. What's going on, man?
You tell me. We're in tears over here. not T-E-A-R-S, but T-I-E-R-S. Cornwall's in tier one, which gives us movement, and the pubs are open. Certain time. There's still a lot of restrictions, but we are in Cornwall. We are in the lowest tier. We're in tier one. There's the Isle of Wight, I believe, is the other one. There's two or three places maximum across the whole of the UK. Everyone else is in tier two, tier three, tier four, and there's massive. Can't think of the word. Excuse me, guys. I've only been awake about an hour. There's a massive exodus from the cities in London. They're pouring out, going to their holiday homes or booking a hotel, wherever. They're leaving the city because everything is shut down there. No restaurants, no pubs, etc. Pretty much to where a Brizer is, I suppose, in Ireland. But down in Cornwall and on the Isle of Wight, and there is one other place as well, I believe. We're in Tier 1. Our pubs are open. You don't have to serve food or anything like that. It's they're just open. But the times are limited because COVID's very clever, you know. It knows what time to come out. You know, the pub's closed at 10 o'clock. Well, then they're going to extend it this time until 11 o'clock. So this is a really, really clever disease we got going on here, guys. It's outrageous. It's just outrageous. Mm. You know, who wants to get up?
Yeah,
they're soddled to do. This is the only time we talk, guys, is when we talk online. You know, we talk with our friends across the world. But I'm here all alone. My daughter's awake, and I've done some sterling work. My wife is awake. My mother is not. My brother is not, and neither is my son. So absolute split down the middle of the family. So. And I'm sure that many other families are going through the same, guys.
Oh, without a doubt.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's the point of it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, let me just ask one question, then I'll let Giuseppe and Chris jump in with what they want to ask. But, you know, the thing that's really been on my mind is this notion that there's like this mutant strain of COVID now. And, you know, they're even calling COVID a shapeshifter, which I found to be an interesting choice of words. But this is what I've been thinking they were going to do, that there's going to be a new strain coming every year or every 6 months. Going to need a new vaccine, a new this, new that, new restrictions. Give us a report, like, you know, from the ground. What is going on with this so-called mutant strain?
I've no idea, really. I just heard about it yesterday. I said it was a new mutant strain from the UK. It's bollocks. As it all is, it's just all bollocks. What are you coming up with next? You know, I just can't believe people. We talk about, we're looking forward to the future about AI and how it'll control us. I think we're controlled now. I think the TV's already controlled them. The Jew in the corner of the living room is already totally controlled them. You cannot get through to these people.
That's an excellent point, Graham.
Yeah, that's true. You know, guys, just the other day I was invited to, you know, these people's house. They built this like $400,000 mansion here, which it's like it'd be worth like a $2 million house in the States. And, you know, it's interesting. They're both highly educated. She's a psychologist. He's a retired, I forget what he does, but something, you know, blue, a white collar. Very educated people. They buy this whole story hook, line, and sinker. They would not let me in their house unless I put a mask on. I told them I don't wear a mask, sorry. So we had to sit outside on the porch, 6 feet apart on chairs. They wore their masks the entire time. And, you know, And to contrast that, I spoke to a taxi driver who probably has a sixth or seventh grade education. I asked him what he thought about all this. He said, oh, I think this is more political than anything else. The government wants more power. So it's really strange. It seems like the most educated people are the most susceptible to believing all this crap.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't know about the level of intelligence, because it seems to go right across the board, Scorpio. Whether you're intelligent or whether you're not the smartest, you're not the smartest box in the room, and you still take it on. I mean, I just can't find no one. I got one young friend and his friend. They know what's going on. They don't know the. They're not in the truth movement like we are. But they know that he's Graham. I spoke to him on Sunday, and this, I say, young lad. He's in his 40s now. he's got two children and around 10 and 12. And I said, you know, he said he's doing this for the kids. He said, Graham, he said, all I'm putting up is data. Said, that's all I know. Even on the data, he said, where's flu gone? And everybody's, where's flu gone? Does that hit a blank wall? Have we been programmed not to accept that the flu is gone? Because you tell these people, like I've told my mother over and over and over again, and she just keeps saying, but look at all the deaths. I said, Mum, people die every day. They always did, and they always will. There's no more deaths this year. In fact, there's less than there was of ordinary years. So, but you tell her, and you come back a week later, and you get the same question again. It's like talking to the bloody wall. And they're all the same. They acknowledge you for what you said. Yes, 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 yes. And then you come back the next week, and they change their mind again.
Oh man, I've had the same experience. That's amazing.
Yeah. And I hear yesterday my granddaughter, which is my mother's great-granddaughter, of course, she called around yesterday to drop some presents off and a few cards. When she got there, my mum had the hairdresser in, and the hairdresser opened the door, and my granddaughter walked in with the presents. And my mother had a go at her because she didn't have her mask on.
Oh, jeez.
Well, excuse me, Mum. Are we going back to this bullshit again? Are we going back to that? Because she nearly died last year. She was going down and down and down when all this, because she was so into the COVID. And she started feeling ill, and the doctor came along and said, you need some iron pills. There you are. So my little doctor have come, patted her on the back, and everything's good now. But she was bad, guys. I thought we were going to lose her.
Oh, wow.
But it's all psychological, of course.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. A real screw up. I know Bryce has got an older mother. Well, obviously his mother's older.
Not as old as your own mother now. Your mother's doing well. She's 96 or something. You know, my mother actually turned 85 today. It's my mother's birthday today. She's 85. But I explained to her about the vaccine and what was in it and all the rest of it, and she was unsure about it. Now she's actually saying, no, I don't think I'm going to get this.
Oh, good work. Good work.
Good. Good.
Yeah, so you just to kind of keep at it, some people that are under her. Again, just being out and about, just doing shopping or whatever. It's funny, you know, it's the so-called foreigners in our country that seem to know better, because I spoke to a Lithuanian guy and he just told me straight out, this is bullshit. That's what he said to me, straight up. And he was working in a shop, but he wasn't wearing a mask. He says, I tell him that I can't wear one, and that's fine. It's good on you, man. I said, what about the rest of your colleagues? And he said, no, they're buying into it all. You know? Then I went in there, I got my hair cut, because I thought, with this lockdown, I don't know when I'm going to get my hair cut again. So I got my hair cut. It was a Turkish guy, and he knew about all about this stuff as well. He knew about the Great Reset and stuff as well. But, so there's something going on, you know? I think there's definitely a split in society, because we're seeing the idiots and we're seeing the people who get it.
So you get an IQ test.
Yeah.
The whole thing's an IQ test. Yeah. As far as I can see, Chris, the whole thing is an IQ test.
You get seems this, that way to me.
Yeah, I agree, man. I just cannot believe what I'm seeing and what people are putting up with and going along with. And they don't.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Graham. I was going to ask you, is it the same over there where you're at, like it is here, where they turn like the Karens and like the underinformed average women as into this ultimate super soldier weapon that will like wrath down upon you with self-righteous indignation and half-truths with a vengeance? Is it like something like that where you'll get henpecked to death if you're an alpha male in resistance to this? Like, is this like selective enforcement from within, or is it like authorities enforcing it? Or is it both? I mean, what are you seeing over there?
Women. Women being women. They're always nagging you.
Well, there is the collaborative nature of women that they do exploit with these terror events.
Oh, absolutely. And that's talking about the women, it's also, where are the men? That's what I find one of the scariest
absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely.
Where are the bloody men?
Well,
they had a protest in that they organized in Truro, in the main city here in Cornwall, a couple of weeks ago. And a girl got knocked over, and she's up standing in front of the camera, having a picture taken with her. Oh, look, I've grazed my wrist. Yeah, really? That's what we want on the front. That's our frontline soldiers, guys, because the women seem to be 4-1. On Facebook, I changed my profile pic from, I forget what it was, to everyone stay at home, save lives. So I changed mine to go out is all bullshit. And from that moment forward in April, I started getting like 100 friend requests a day. But I got to scroll through them. I still got another 600 to look through. And I'm just looking for males, let alone alpha. if you've got a dangly bit, you're in, man. You're on my side. Because it's all women. The women have been brilliant. But they've taken the masculinity out of the man, and I find it incredible. You know, if we got a fight, well, who's going to do it?
Yeah.
That's where we're at now, as far as I can see. These people have got to go. How much more information do we want? We know who they are. Let's go and take them out. It's pitchfork time, guys.
No doubt. Dwell long on pitchfork, so it's about to come due.
Yeah, over here, I haven't had hardly any resistance to this at all. I've been challenged anywhere. Only twice, and these were people who walked in the shops, and I just said I was exempt, and I gave them a little bit of a lecture on the dangers of wearing masks.
I don't even acknowledge them. I just go without. I don't wear them. I won't.
Yeah.
No one says anything either.
Yeah, no one says anything to me either. But what I do see from the various people putting stuff up on social media is that it seems to be a lot of women, like you say, these Karens who are doing all this, we're wearing a mask, putting people's life at risk. And this was like, I remember when it was a health shop, right? And there was a woman who owned it. Now, you think someone who runs a health shop would know a bit better, wouldn't you?
No doubt.
Yeah, but here you are saying, oh, you're wearing a mask, you're putting lives at risk. And you say, right, okay.
It's a perfect opportunity for the sinister to use inversion in such a manner. It's under the guise of safety and health in which they're doing this. And ultimately, it's like we allowed, after 9/11, the ultimate terrorist to keep us safe from the terrorists that they hired to scare us with. So arguably, it's like they keep coming up with these Gollum enterprises or these phantom menaces or these boogeymen. And, you know, we're all supposed to follow into this like childish game of following the authority. And I just can't believe the directions that it's taken and like how many Rubicons it's crossed in terms of dignity and self-respect or constitution or freedom or any of these concepts, free markets. So, man, I've seen just about everything under the sun, I thought, up until this. And man, it's a whole new day.
Yeah. It's funny that the Karen meme has gone international.
Yeah, they're everywhere, man. I don't know where they crawl, what hole they crawl out of. I really don't. You know, their pink hair and their,
Well, they got this outrage, and it's like it's the strength of 1,000 retards that they come undone with. But man, they just can't focus it in the right direction for the long term right goal. It's always these feeble minded things that they're arguing about. These ambiguous terms that have no deliverance whatsoever, yet they're always, you know, appropriating their outrage towards these type of things instead of maybe a longer term objective that might be more effective or comprehensive.
Yeah, it seems to be the way. All right, it's hard. You know, I again, as you say, Chris, it's hard to know. Like, this year has been such an eye opener. You know, I mean, we all knew things were bad at this time last year, and we knew the whole Agenda 2030 thing was approaching, and things were going to start happening this decade. But like 3 months into 2020, and you know, man, we were all, it kind of took us by surprise in a way, because I didn't think we expected so quickly. But here we are, and what they've achieved in 9 months really is quite astounding. It's frighteningly astounding, actually. However, as I said, there is the pushback is there now, and as 2021 comes in, it's going to get worse. We know that. It's going to get a hell of a lot worse. We haven't seen anything yet. So, yeah. We've got our work has only just begun. Think about it.
I'm wondering now after was it 9 months now?
Yeah.
9 months, yes. Yeah. So I'm wondering. I'm wondering now, if you don't see it after 9 months, should we really be bothering with these sleepers now, guys? What's the point? They're going to take their, no matter what I say to the small group of friends that I got, that'll tolerate my company. I can have the job. Have it. I don't care. We'll ruin the pub for me, you know. I don't like you that much anyway. So I'm not going to. You know what? You got a lot of love to add to my thoughts. But if that's the way they're going to go, that's the way they're going to go. More will wake up. I do believe absolutely more will wake up as time go on. But really, those who are not awake now, how many do we need anyway?
You're right, Graham. I mean, how much evidence do you need to see before you finally realize what's going on? Like, this is like beyond austerity. This is like a eugenics program. And the people that are being mostly victimized by this are the ones that refuse to see it at all. It's crazy.
They don't want to know. So, who runs the world? Well, if we didn't know before, we know now, don't we? Do you think the Jews run the world, guys? They can shut the whole world down. So if you want to know who's in charge of the world, they just played their hand. You know, we control everything.
That's exactly right.
They have got to go. They've shown their hand. We can have wars throughout the centuries, never-ending wars. But yeah, we'll do a COVID. We'll shut the world. And they've shut the whole world down. Everywhere. It's mind-boggling. So we know who's in charge. And I'm not afraid to talk about Jews, or I never have been. But I think they need to come more into focus now, because I really start calling them out, even on a local level. Bryser and I have talked about this. You do want to be talking about Jews. But do you know what, guys? I think it's come to the time now that I think we should start talking about them more openly in public. And I'm talking locally.
Yeah. That's a good point, Graham. I like that. Hey, Graham, you know, have you looked into the royal families over there in Europe and their descent from, I believe, Judaism as well? I mean, if their own citing their rights to rule, claim lineage back to Moses and you know, beyond and Solomon and David. So arguably speaking, you know, either they were lying then about their right to rule, or they're lying now about their true origins. But I'd have to say that, you know, even the Anglican Church and especially the royal family in England, I think is really a crypto-Jewish bloodline.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. 100%. I mean, they're pedophiles.
Oh, yeah, and that as well. Blood libel is synonymous with this.
Don't worry about it, guys. She got a crown on her head. She must be okay. Our queen wouldn't do things like that. It's unreal. It's unreal. I don't know. We know who they are. I'm at the stage now where we've discussed this and discussed that. We've been doing this for years. And I'm at the stage now and I'm thinking, you know what? If they're saying we've got 4 to 5% of the world's population, then we've got critical mass. Let's go and take them out. And we need to organize towards that. How we're going to do that, I don't know. But we need to organize to say enough's enough. And let's just go to London and go to Washington or wherever you are. And let's just take these people out. The veterans are doing it in America, guys. I know they're speaking up here, but I can't sort of make any contact with any of the groups. But I'm just wondering where they're at. You know, are they organizing anything? And then, of course, you want to also bring in, what about the military? What are they doing? Are they on our side? Because we know the police aren't. I mean, they've turned into a bunch of morons. They seem to have doubled up on being morons, you know? They were morons when they visited me 2 years ago, but...
Yeah, I'd say stupidity does not mark that kind of consistency. You know, like if occasionally they were just stupid, they would err on the side of humanity. Every time they bungle a case, it's to favor the oligarchy and the cabal. So I think a lot of these authority positions are put in place to regulate us from any sort of recourse against these, you know, shadow players that are out there running the government or the banks or the intelligence or military industrial complexes. Arguably speaking, I think that they use the UN to take over every country on earth to do this too, so that the citizens have no ability to assemble as a genuine grassroots thing.
I don't know the answer to that. All I know is they got to go.
Yeah.
How we're going to do it, guys, I don't know. But, hey, give me a pitchfork. I'm on my way.
I'm ready too, man. Whatever. Yeah.
I'm good to go now. Screw these people. Oh, well, we go in and take it. No, we don't want to touch the innocent. But screw that. They've killed millions upon millions of us. Why should I give a screw about any of them? Awful hard thing to say. Well, it's not easy now. You know, wipe them out, you know. Oh, but think of their children. Yeah, I know. They're like a rat. If you've got a rat with four babies, you can't kill the babies because they're cute, aren't they? And we'll kill the mother. Well, look, guess what? If you leave those four babies, if you don't kill them, guess what? They're going to grow up to be big rats. So out you go. You go as well. Screw you. You've taken too many of our people. We got to start looking after our own.
You know, the biggest thing that they seem to do in this this age-old generation-to-generation passing of the torch of this secret cabal is weaponizing the children against their own families, their elders. It's almost like the whole purpose of the Democratic Party is to exploit the absurdities and like the pie-in-the-sky notions with no relevance to pragmatic delivery at all. It's all about enticing them with the rhetoric, and it's always been this way. Any liberal government has used the youth in this type of way, whether it's Garibaldi, Mussini running Young Europe or the Young Turks or, you know, any of these red or white terrors or communist movements or things like that. Even Gladio B, if you really think about that as well. So really, I think what they're doing is disaffecting the kids in a way with this technocracy that is just unparalleled in human history. And it's a new dimension to you know, an old game, but it's the same formula, just different means to the, I guess, same end. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, the children is what really gets to me, because we're seeing young children being essentially slave trained for a completely different reality than we grew up in. And, you know, just yesterday I was at a park and there was this guy there with an expat, you know, an American with three young children. That must have been his grandkids. And he had a mask on, and all three children had a mask on. And these were young kids, you know, 4, 5, 6 years old, and all playing with masks on. And, you know, this guy gave me the stare down when I walked into the park, like I was endangering his kids. And he told me, you know, hey, you know, you really should put a mask on. And I just couldn't believe it, you know. It's like here you are putting your children through slave training and you don't even know it. And I just told the guy, well, what are you planning on doing about it? I'm not wearing a mask. So what are you going to do about it? You know, I mean, it's getting like that with these people. I'm noticing a more kind of ferocious attitude from some of these people.
Vax, too. In the vax world, too, it's the same dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I think you got to go out and get a vax. You know, what if it works, what do you need me to go do your stupid mistake too? You know, I mean, that's crazy, you know, but that's the way they think. It's a cult mentality. The science is like a cult mentality.
Well, you know, maybe Giuseppe can jump here on this, because they're already saying now, well, we don't know if the vaccine will prevent the virus from being spread to other people. We don't know if that's possible. We'll have to wait and see. And of course, even if you have the vaccine, you still need to wear your mask and wash your hands 25 times a day and socially distance. So I'm starting to wonder, what is the point of this so-called vaccine? And what are they doing here, man? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Slave training.
Well,
I have to say that you four gentlemen are harshing my holiday mellow. And I would like to just take a brief moment, because it is 2 days from Christmas, and play the number one holiday song on Spotify, on iTunes, and on Amazon. It's Taking the World by Storm, and here it is.
Get off the hoax train, the hoax train. The first stop we'll be making will be Auschwitz. Tell all your friends you won't see the swimming pool. When the train arrives at the station, look like the theater, it's beating Hayden. From you, world, wake up. You're on a hoax train, a hoax train. Climb off the world, wake up. Get off the hoax train, the hoax train. The next stop is reading a diary over in Amsterdam.
I don't think it's playing, you know.
Oh, it's playing. It's on Revolution Radio. You can't hear it?
Uh-huh. No, I cannot hear it. That's cool, though.
You see, the barrel wasn't invented.
I can hear the background lightly. There you go.
Why am I the world? Wake up. You're on a hoax train, a hoax train. Climb off the world, wake up. Get off the hoax train, the hoax train. Hoax. What a hoax. What a hoax. What a hoax. Climb off the world. You're on a hoax train, a hoax train. Climb off the world, wake up. Get off the hoax train, a hoax train. Climb off the world, wake up. You're on a hoax train, a hoax train. Climb off the world, wake up. Get off the hoax train, a hoax train. Climb off the world.
What a great song, Graham. I've listened to it many times, and hats off to you.
And that's you, Graham. That's funny.
Who's that handsome guy there in the video?
Yeah, man? Who's that handsome guy? I give you so much credit for having the balls to do it. And it all ties together with Scorpio's earlier question that essentially I'm willing to give a break to the run-of-the-mill, more modernist Jew as not being a part of all this. I think what we really have to wipe out is the elite Talmudic Satanists, the international Jew, the banker, and the elites worldwide that are in on this, right? I think that it could be very surgical. And where is the military for this? And yet here in the United States, it's insane because the military is getting involved in distribution of an absolutely toxic injection. You can't call it a vaccine. There's never been the history since the middle of the 18th century is the quackery of vaccination, which I call quackination, is the idea that you can create one solution, one inoculation for all humans. The human physiology is different by far with you know, basically regionally or locally, you know, an outbreak in England may not have the same attributes as an outbreak in Canada. And so what you really need to treat outbreaks of viral pandemic is regional solutions that treat the manifestation that you see. That's in my training, Oriental medicine, 6,000-year-old medicine. That's what we're trained. You always treat what you see. So the arrogance of these satanic elites to think that they can inoculate and overwrite nature, it never works. For 250 years, every vaccine, starting with Sir Edward Jenner in England in 1746, when he's it's apocryphal that he cured smallpox. He did no such thing. What he did is he kept experimenting. He killed his 21-year-old son and his 20-year-old stepson in the process. And smallpox is an episodic virus. It breaks out, it runs its course, it disappears, and they claim that it's gone. And what they do, just like they did with Bill Gates in India with his polio vaccine, is they just change the name. Smallpox becomes monkeypox, and next time it breaks out, they'll call it Gatespox. Just like in India, they changed the name of polio to flaccid leg syndrome, and yet they gave nearly 500,000 poor young Indian children permanent, you know, rubbery leg disability from that useless, deadly, toxic shot. But now we got something completely different. They're taking a little piece of messenger RNA, wrapping it in a lipid, and then coating the fat lipid with almost like a lacquer-like genetically modified fat that never breaks down in the body. So it literally becomes like a bullet, and it's shot into cells. And once it gets into the cells, it dissolves enough to open up to the strain of messenger RNA, which then cuts out your natural snippet of RNA, writes itself into the DNA, and tells it to start turning into a protein production factory, which is your supposed new antibody immunity to this the common cold. The insanity of everything we're dealing with is we're going to war against the common cold. What COVID-19 is essentially, even though it's clearly been modified in some laboratory, and they don't talk about that anymore. Epoch Times did a great research on how it started out was being worked on in Fort Detrick, and they moved it down to Research Triangle Park in North Carolina. They moved it to Madison, Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin. Then Obama somehow stopped the legality of working on that type of weapon, and so they moved it to Wuhan, China. And so it's a bioweapon, but even though it's a bioweapon, it's very attenuated. It's not killing you. It's just designed to make you sick for a very lengthy part of time. So what this new injection does is it rewrites your natural immune function to produce this specific antibody that's going to fight this specific bioweapon, a weak bioweapon. The problem with this is that in they skip the animal trials because it always kills the animals, so they could never get past the animals. They've been trying to do this since 2003 in the first huge swine flu outbreak, but they couldn't get it past the genetic modification injection. They had to always go with the typical vaccine inoculation injection. And so this time they skip the animal trials and they go directly to human guinea pig trials, again, supporting the point that Graham and Breiser made, that the internationalist Jew is out of the shadows and shows that we're considered their 7.3 billion Goyim cattle flocks, or rather herds, everywhere. And so what we got is in very limited trials, the Pfizer killed six people. I'll take $2,000 to get tested for a new cold vaccine. It killed six. Moderna killed 12, again, in very limited trials. And each one made, you know, hundreds really ill. I mean, you saw the pictures probably of people getting Bell's palsy, which is an inflammation of the nerves on part of the the face, so you look like you're a really good actor trying out for the part of the Joker or Two-Face in a DC comic movie. And that's a nasty I've treated it many times with acupuncture. Acupuncture can fix it normally, but who knows what it would take or if it will resolve with this genetic manipulation and this rewrite. So essentially, to sum up, I've been talking for a while now, is we're at war against the common cold. It's not even a bad cold. You can get rid of it naturally with the Zelenko protocol, which is hydrochloroquine, acylamoxin, or the Z-Pak, which is the reason you use a Z-Pak is not because an antibiotic is going to kill a virus. It won't. But you get secondary infections in your lungs and places when you start to have a virus. So that's why the Z-Pak works. And then the zinc, which opens up the cells to let the immune function take care of business. And even for people who are really sick, all they had to do, intravenous vitamin C. It's been proven again and again. But we need a vaccine that's never been approved because it kills the animals. But now we're going to test it on the human goyim. And we got to do this because we're at war. This is the worst pandemic ever. When in reality, as Breiser or Graham, I forget which, said it, we're on track for 400,000 less deaths worldwide this year. And clearly that's because people are in their houses not getting killed in car accidents and not getting killed with stupid things that you happen in normal public life. And so what's deeply, deeply disturbing to me is the gaslighting. It's not propaganda. It's gaslighting everywhere on the globalist media. I didn't watch it, but I understand that last Friday on the American 60 Minutes, they're raving, oh, we've got the vaccines, they're going to save us all. No, they're not. They're gonna kill a lot of you, and here's why. Here's what's going to happen. This first shot is very weakened that they're giving to people. Like when you see these politicians and Tony the Rat Fauci getting the shot, they're getting a shot. And it's a placebo. They're not getting a real shot. They would never risk it in public view. But the actual the public's getting a very weakened version of it because they don't want the big numbers. And then it's going to start to hit with the second shot or the third shot. And what do I mean? Well, when you try to hardwire the body's antibody immune response, you cannot factor in the idea that the common cold, the coronavirus, is ubiquitous in nature. It's everywhere. It's in every human. It's in every animal. It's in reptiles. It's in the damn dirt. It's everywhere. It's part of nature. And so what's going to happen now is it always mutates. That's the other ridiculous gaslighting bullshit is, oh, a strain is mutated in the UK. Guess what? The coronavirus mutates every minute somewhere. It's constantly changing because it's everywhere and it mutates. That's just the nature of those obligate parasites. They are constantly adapting, which is really interesting if you think that that's actually some kind of technology. Viruses aren't alive. They're like a programmed parasite to do something. And the whole idea of germ theory doesn't have it right. And the whole idea of this treating this virus, they don't understand what's really going on because they have a materialist, very limited view of science. And they don't understand nature. They don't understand the energetics involved with nature. To wrap up, the point is the second shot, the third shot, all of a sudden the coronavirus will naturally mutate on a wide scale. And all of a sudden, your body it's in your body already. Your body's now hardwired to see every coronavirus as a threat. And when something new comes in, boom, the body starts attacking itself because it thinks it's the enemy. And so what happens is you get what's called a cytokine storm, and that's where your entire body erupts in inflammation. It's literally on fire. And so your lungs swell up, your heart swells up, your liver clogs, your kidneys clog. It's a horrible way to die. And a lot of people are going to be dying from this satanic, evil, eugenics, bad sci-fi movie experiment.
Well, I know that Breiser is a little skeptical about the virus theory. Maybe, Breiser, you could jump in and sort of share your thoughts on what you're thinking at this time about all this.
Yeah, I came across German New Medicine there about this time last year, I think. And I was quite fascinated by it, but I was still kind of skeptical because, you know, a lot of the things that we were told about viruses and diseases and stuff. And so I wanted to know more, and I started looking more into it. And then I came across this lady, she's in Canada, Isadora Laker. We interviewed her on the show twice, and, you know, what she says makes an awful lot of sense to me. You know, that the fact that none of these viruses that we talk about have ever been isolated or purified.
Right.
And Dr. Stefan Lanker there can prove that. There's 100,000 euros there waiting for anyone who can prove him wrong. Now, he's not saying that viruses don't exist. He says there's no proof that they actually exist or what we know as viruses, you know what I mean? And that they can spread from person to person. And basically his premise is that it's these, what we call viruses, are just basically fragments that are in your blood, like proteins, antibodies, RNAs and everything, and that's all we're seeing. And because the body is, you know, constantly detoxing, more people have got more detoxification material in their blood than other people would. And that's where I think they're getting this thing about mutations, because they're testing different people. And people generally detox in the wintertime. And so they're getting these, they're seeing more and more of these fragments in the blood, you know. So I just think it's, you know, I also have another guy on my show, he's an Irish guy, James McComiskey, where he actually put in a Freedom of Information request into the National Virus Research Laboratory in one of the big universities here, asking for evidence that the COVID-19 and other viruses actually exist, and have they been purified, have the Koch postulates been used on them. And they tried to fob him off for a bit, so he appealed it into the actual Freedom of Information office, whereby a guy from that office had to go down to that lab and check it for himself what they had. And you know what they came back with? They said, there is no records. There is no records of anything. So this is just a big con. You know, this is what really floored me. I said, right now, here we are. This is a smoking gun. We can, you know, imagine now we can go to the likes of Fauci and Gates and everything, and a whole lot, you know. You think about it, guys. Everything we've been told down through history is pretty much, it's all crap, okay?
Right.
And here's another one again. So, and again, you know, the nature of diseases, people, I know, Giuseppe, you have your own opinion, and I know you've been in the health field for a long time, so I have to listen to what you say, too. I have to kind of weigh it all up. But, again, what from German New Medicine, the way they look at things is that most people get diseases from, and I think you would agree with me on this, would be through stress and trauma. And we are constantly living in these stressful, trauma-based environments constantly, right? And this COVID-19 is one example of that there is now. People are going to get sick just from fear, just from stress. And then you've got the other side effects of two people just topping themselves. Saying, I'm checking out of here now. I can't deal with this. People have lost their businesses and all the rest of it. Families are splitting up. So you're getting all that coming on top as well. So it's, I know. I think it's just something that we need to all just kind of get together, because I think we can, Big Pharma needs to go down, right?
Right.
How many people has it killed down through the decades since it's been, you know, around? You know, it's just what all these, like vaccines, these psychotropic drugs and antidepressants and everything they're giving people, like, I mean, it's just incredible. And then that lady in California, Brandy Vaughn, who kind of exposed the Vioxx scandal.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And then, of course, they came after her, and sadly, it looks like they killed her there last week. Mm-hmm. So it just shows you how nasty these people are and what they'll do to keep control of this, because obviously there's massive big bucks involved in here, but it's also a way of depopulating us, killing us off slowly. So,
hey, Breiser, can I add to your point and say that it's not only Big Pharma, it's Big Agra, Big Data, Big Jew, you know, it's like big finance, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're all in there. They're all in the mix there, yeah.
Well, absolutely. And I'd like to jump in, and I've been researching the German new medicine theories. They're very, very compelling. I mean, what I agree with people like the new fella, somewhat new, Dr. Tom Cowan out of California. He's a natural NMD who believes now in the natural way, and then Andrew Kaufman, who's bit, you know, they're coming out and saying that the whole virus theory is just a hoax and it can't be proven, and then you couple that with German new medicine, and there is definitely something there. What I don't agree with is they claim that it's all just stress and there's nothing about disease spread, which is, you know, in my medicine goes back 6,000 years before they knew something was spreading, and there's books as thick as a New York phone book in the 80s about how to treat febrile disease. It's called the Shanghan Lan. It's and in Oriental medicine, you treat the patient every 4 hours. You change what you're doing via acupuncture or Chinese herbal medicinals formulas, or you know, even massage Tui Na or what have you, based on what you're seeing. And you're always trying to draw it to the surface. The whole idea of traditional Chinese medicine is that you have a barrier. You know, in Western medicine, there's the blood, a healthy blood flow. Is in Eastern medicine, there's not just blood flow, there's an energetic flow to everything called the body's energy or qi, and the two are inseparable. The first week of class, they teach you this, you know, beautiful little phrase, blood is the mother of qi, qi is the commander of blood. And what does that mean? It means that you have to have healthy blood to have healthy body energy. But if you don't have healthy body energy moving the blood, it's inseparable, like the classic yin-yang symbol. And the idea being that, you know, 6,000 years ago, they didn't know what was spreading when they'd get an outbreak of chickenpox or an outbreak of some kind of disease. And they had ways to treat it. They'd call it like the wind was invading, because everything's a natural metaphor way, way back when the Taoist priest created the whole medicine 6,000 years ago. So like a wind heat invasion was when would give you febrile disease. Wind cold invasion would give you a cold where you're shivering and your snot is clear, as opposed to when you blow your nose and it's green and thick, that's heat, right? So even 6,000 years ago, they had infectious disease. So something's going on that, you know, spreads. That's my, you know, it's not just stress. You know, out of the blue, people had lives back then, and then they started getting sick. It wasn't because they were suddenly stressed out. Something's going on there. That's my point.
So yeah, worse. Let's let
Graham weigh in on this. What are your thoughts on, you know, this whole virus thing and what's going on, or what's your take on this, Graham?
Well, there's definitely something in it, Scorpio, that's for sure. The best thing I can think of is to explain it is when you catch a cold, and then you'll go and see your parents and they'll catch a cold, and the word is all around catch. Because why, if I gave the cold to my mother, why didn't I give it to my father? Or why didn't it get passed on? So I definitely think there's something in German new medicine. I was very skeptical at the start. Breiser was the first one to get in on it. And we, like I said, we had Isadora later on a couple of times, and she's a protege of Dr. Hamer. And I started to get interested. And a lot of it does make sense. I mean, I can understand the stress illnesses for sure. But there's still leaves bacterial viruses do I call them a virus? I just say there is a bacteria, because you got to talk about, like, let's say for instance sexual transmitted diseases. Now that didn't cause you stress and trauma. There's something to be said for both sides here. We're very early into this. I've been listening to this for about a year now, and my interest has grown. But I definitely think there's something in that you don't catch a cold. I think it's just a seasonal detox. I mean, the leaves don't fall off the tree from green and fall on the ground to brown. It goes through stages. and so do every other plant being on this planet. Are you telling me that it does not to us? But we can't see it. We go through changes as well. That's why we have the colds, and we're detoxing. We detox in the winter months. So that makes sense. But as Giuseppe was saying, you know, this bacterial, as I say, in sexual transmitted diseases, where did they come from? So I'm sort of on the fence. I think there's something in this. I just don't think we understand it fully yet.
And maybe quite a bit. I think the whole aim with the German new medicine is that they want to get this out there to talk about, because it is, you know, well, it's, Dr. Hamer's been at it since the 90s or the 80s maybe. And, you know, they're still working on things. That they're also looking at whether a lot of these diseases are just psychological. Like, so when you see someone with a cold, you automatically think, oh, I could get one. And so you get one. Now, I remember there was a thing that happened with me. I had conjunctivitis, which is also known as pink eye, which is a little infection in the eye. I thought, you know, I read about it, that it spreads, you know, people have it and it'll spread on door handles or computer keyboards or whatever. Anyway, I got rid of it fairly quickly. It's easy enough to deal with. And then I remember going to work, and there was this girl who was working with me, and she had it, and I saw it immediately. There was other people that we were working with. I was the only one who came down with it. Nobody else did. Was it because I noticed it? I'm wondering. Hmm. There's a lot of different things there now. That's all very hard to prove that. That's the only problem. See what I mean? That's the difficulty here.
I think I'm kind of on the same page as Graham. I'm sort of on the fence with this, but I do think that all of this needs to be reexamined. We've been lied to about everything, and so we need to really be open to look at what is really going on here and not just assume that what the basic story they're telling us about the virus is real.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you think about it, you know, bacterial infections can be treated with penicillin. So there's your proof that something's, you can kill bacteria. And the other thing most people don't understand is that the penicillin only kills enough of the bacteria infection. It's always your own immune function that makes you healthy. It's not the penicillin making you healthy. It's the fact that the penicillin's killing enough of bacteria to allow your own body to heal yourself.
People's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Who owns you? If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays for Voices on the Wind with me, Ivy West?
There are lives in the balance, people under fire, children at the cannons. There are...
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Okay, welcome back to the second and final hour of the Wisdom Circle. I'm here with my co-host, Giuseppe from the District of Criminals, and Chris Weinert, a.k.a. Brutal Honesty. It is time for some Brutal Honesty. And our two special guests are Graham Hart and Breiser. And we've been having a really interesting discussion about the nature of health, what disease is, And how are things spread, and what are the cofactors between, you know, all the industrial pollutants, the food, and well, we haven't brought this up, but possibly even 5G. What is 5G's role in all this? Chris, well, why don't you lead us off on the hour? Where do you want to take things?
Well, I could go a bunch of different places with this. These are all – the meeting in the aisle would be Wall Street, DARPA, and the U.S. military, if you really think about it, being instruments used to deliver this. And the pretense of the Cold War, the fear, let's just say preparing ourselves against an enemy, an invisible enemy that's oftentimes created by these financiers playing civilization against civilization. So truly, if you think about that, this is really how they control an infrastructure, is taking control of its food supply, its workers, its military force, all under the guise of patriotism, but truly for the cause of something that maybe they're working for without us even knowing it. So that's like the thing, is they get us working for their goals without us even knowing it, the profane and the initiated. So I think that's kind of something we could maybe think about, too. And really, you know, this is a departmentalized operation. I mean, everything from arts, culture, propaganda, news, you know, food, pharma, go on and on, man. Wow. Politics, it's all run, you know, working in the same lockstep direction. And humanity's got to work in the other way and form together with the same cohesiveness, the same, let's just say, formation, but going the other way to resist this. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Graham, why don't you take this? What are your thoughts?
Sorry, guys, I was on mute. What I wanted to say was overall about the vaccines to start with. My grandson, my daughter, who's sort of shot to fame over here, over the she stood up and gave a speech publicly about she publicly resigned, and it just went viral. All the national press picked up on it. She's done loads and loads of shows. I mean, it's been unbelievable what's going on. The point I'm making with her is she's awake. She's not studied things in detail like I have, but or should I say we have, but she was very aware of the vaccination program. She would not have my grandson. I got another grandson came along seven years ago, and he's had no vaccines whatsoever.
That's great.
He's the happiest, healthiest child I've ever seen. He's so sharp. He's so healthy, so happy. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. So that from the vaccine point of view. The other point that Giuseppe mentioned earlier was about the psychological effects. You can play in your mind. I remember years ago, back when I was singing, I had to cancel a gig because I lost my voice. I had a stomach upset, and I went and gave it the hoolies. You know, come on, down the loo, like, you know. So I gave, and it tore my throat, and I couldn't sing. And I had to cancel the gig. I was just a croak. That's all I had. And anyway, after that, I struggled to sing really bad. And it got to the point that I went to see a throat specialist. And I was convinced that I'd lost my voice. And he said, he checked everything out. He said, Graham, just go back and just welly it. Because that's what, I'm a rock singer, so I couldn't do that. And as soon as he said that, I just went out and gave it welly. And it was gone. It was in my mind, guys. My voice wasn't gone at all. It was in my mind. So there is a lot of psychological things that come into play as well.
Without a doubt.
Wow.
Which I thought was interesting. You know, I thought, well, silly sod, it's all in your mind. But I, oh, hello, little fella. So, yeah, this whole medicine thing, I believe we're at the start because, as you say, we've been lied to about everything. We've lived a complete lie. Everything. So everything's becoming new now. You know, we're talking about German new medicine. We should have known this stuff years ago. I think there's a case for German new medicine. And I also think there's a case for bacteria as well, which is what we're going to see a lot of now when we move in with people wearing masks. Those that continue to wear a mask will end up with bacterial pneumonia. So a lot of people are going to be dropped because they wear the masks. That's going to increase numbers as well. And it could be a real substantial number because they're not going to take these masks off. And if they don't, they're going to drop like flies. And they're, oh, they got COVID. No, you've not got COVID. You've got bacterial pneumonia. It's outrageous what's going on, fellas.
Well, and it seems like they're going to keep this masking thing going for years. I think the plan is maybe – see what you guys think. I think the plan is to keep the mask going until they've collapsed the economy and really have brought the new system in force. I don't know, because I'm thinking it's been so successful. Why would they stop it from the point of view of the conspirators?
I agree. It's a mask war. We have to keep not wearing it until they take theirs off. But as you say, Scorpio, that is now becoming a lot harder than what I think, because you know, my wife doesn't wear a mask, my daughter doesn't wear a mask, I never wear a mask, and I go out. I don't even think about it. As Chris was saying earlier, I don't even think about it. But these people aren't going to budge. You can laugh in their face, You can explain to them scientifically. It makes no difference. TV rules.
Oh, it's tragic. You know, it's funny that there's I'm born and raised in the Midwest, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. There's a couple of huge hospitals, corporate entities now, and there was a doctor, saw him at St. Luke's, which is the huge heart hospital in the middle of Milwaukee, and he was practically weeping, saying he's saving people's lives because he's using vermictin, which is an anti-parasite that you use on cattle and horses, and that's saving human lives because they're wearing these masks. And they're literally creating parasitic infections in their lungs from breathing this toxic, dirty, damp fog in and out. No purifying oxygen. And they're trying to tell him to stop doing that. And he's like, I'm saving lives. I've deciphered what's really going on. And that's the level of evil by the internationalist Jew and the corporate initiative and going back to the idea that unvaccinated children are healthy and vaccinated children are sick their whole lives. That's part of the plan of the internationalist Jew. And so what you now have is two realities. You have the Talmudic satanic reality, which is corporate science versus real science. You have the Talmudic satanic reality of corporate medicine and vaccination and magic shots and magic pills versus real medicine, real natural medicine by, say, traditional Chinese medicine, Oriental medicine, natural herbology, German new medicine. There's all kinds of wonderful things. Homeopathy is a brilliant science that's about two centuries old that was wiped out by the vile internationalist Jew Rockefeller with the Flexner Report. There used to be parallel number of natural medical colleges and allopathic medical colleges, which is essentially a materialist belief that we can conquer the human body, we can conquer nature, we know better. And the reality is we've got 110 years of corporate bullshit masquerading as medicine, and the idea being that it's a profit center and it's controlling the goyim herd.
Hey, Giuseppe, can I add to that like none of the Rockefellers or Bill Gates, none of these guys have faith or belief in their own product. They don't use it for their own children. Right. They don't use it themselves. They're not going to be vaccinating their kids. They're not eating these impossible burgers or GMOs. This is for us to eat, us to have, us to put our children on the line with. This is the whole thing we need to see and call out as a eugenics program.
Exactly.
Hey, Giuseppe, I think there's a caller trying to call in.
Where
on Skype? I mean, on the phone number.
I worked with Microsoft tech support. I never see these damn calls. I'm looking right at Skype. Hey, get the number and I'll call them.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do.
Okay.
Who wants to jump in?
Guys, want to go, man? I've just got nothing.
Ram, I thought it was wonderful that your daughter stood up publicly, that we need so many more people to do that. And if they did, it's all a numbers game.
Yeah.
I'm completely in, shoulder to shoulder with you that we need to wipe these satanic subhuman parasites off the face of the earth. And it's really disappointing that the various military of the world who took an oath to serve their various countries aren't awake and aren't championing us in that regard. I mean, literally every Rothschild, every Clinton, every Bush, every Cheney, all these parasites on Wall Street, everyone who's a member of the World Economic Forum, everyone who's a member of Davos, they should be hunted. There should be a bounty on their heads. That will take care of a lot of things, and then we can put the world right.
Yes, I agree. And I was a little bit over the top when I was saying wipe them all out. I think, you know, I'm a bit I'm just so pissed off.
Well, exactly. They're literally these subhuman Satanists are destroying our way of life for billions of people, and it's only because they're so out of their minds in their psychopathy and their evil that they literally think all of us outside their little clique, their little cabal, are cattle. I mean, the arrogance of that is just beyond belief.
Imagine if they spent the money that they spent deceiving and weaponizing the Karens and inverting their outrage against those that are really trying to help them. Imagine if they actually spent that kind of money, like $5-10 trillion a year, advertising money from Wall Street for big pharma. If they spent that towards like productive research or studies or even infrastructure or education instead of deception, you know, we really have no reason to complain. But arguably speaking, most of this is done under deception, under the sake of this propaganda. And for the, you know, with the fulcrum of and leverage of fear.
Right.
Yes.
We've got a caller from area code 707. Caller, please tell us your name and where you're calling from and join the conversation.
Hey, my name's Dee. I'm from Nevada and just wanted to chime in on how the vaccine is a total hoax and how COVID is multifaceted propaganda. Pretty much about how the healthcare industry is getting a big bailout and how the big pharma and big tech are taking over and trying to control our whole government.
That's excellent.
Also, they're using it as a big bailout in the Green New Deal. They want to usher in the Green New Deal and just spend us into oblivion while the middle class is totally decimated. Do you guys over at Revolution Radio, do you guys believe in class warfare?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's what all the Karens can't see. The Karens lack the ability because they're so psychologically hypnotized and controlled. They can't function with basic logic. You know, the great Jim Fetzer, who we work with a lot, you know, taught logic and philosophy for, you know, almost three decades at high level colleges around the United States. And there's a very simple logical process. It's if then, right? So if vaccines work, and then a plus sign is like and they're effective, then your child should be fine playing with my unvaccinated child. But they can't see basic knowledge like that, and it's just insane. But so, you know, the Karens and the metrosexual too cool for school dads in the big cities and the hip young people, they all want to blame the stable white person that works hard, has made something for themselves, be it in the working class or the middle class, or maybe they've hit a home run and they're in the upper wealth echelons now. But they want to blame those people who have had success in the system in Europe or in the United States or in Canada, instead of seeing the real class war is these upper echelon internationalist Jew. That's all our real enemy. That enemy must be wiped out. And yet, Karen's not going after the internationalist Jew.
Well, the big thing that I see as well is it's also about conformity, and it's also about groupthink. These people are all into groupthink. They're not thinking independently on their own. They're just going along with the water cooler talk that everybody in the office is talking about. And if so-and-so LeBron James or whoever on social media likes it, then they automatically have to like it or they're shunned. And they are basically buying into self-hatred where people are persecuting them for what they are, if they're white, if they're Chinese, or if they're successful or whatever. And they're buying into self-hatred because of other people's getting people to be all on the same playing field and no competition and no reward. You know, everybody gets a trophy type feeling. And, you know, the world really doesn't work that way, to be honest with you. You know, you have to get stuff for yourself. You have to get stuff on your own. You have to teach people to be independent. You have to teach people to think for themselves. You have to teach people to be nonconformist. And The whole thing about conformity is it just causes this big groupthink where everybody's on the same page and everybody just becomes a fucking drone. And that's not what the United States was based on. That's my big thing about this whole thing. And the conformity part of it is like, you notice in the media that you're not allowed to talk about how you disagree with anything. You just have to conform. You have to like this. You have to, you know, give it a thumbs up on social media, or you're just shunned, or you're just eliminated from society, basically. And that's the biggest thing that I think they've tried to eliminate now is free speech. And I lived actually in the Silicon Valley about 5 years ago, and I worked various hospitality jobs, you know, go nowhere type jobs. And I would see these elitists, and I mean, you could call them globalists as well, but they had this elitist attitude where they were just better than everybody. And I see that slowly creeping across the country, and it's crept all the way into Washington, D.C. now. And we're really in the phase where these elitists from Silicon Valley have got so much power that they're almost basically unstoppable. And
we try to Revolution Radio doesn't like the F-bombs, and but we also want to congratulate you because you have earned a participation trophy.
All right. I'm okay with not using the F-bomb. I just kind of went off there. Sorry. But the thing with the elitists is that their understanding is that you'll never be on their level. And once they're above you, you know, every type of government and every type of form of government, like whether you want to say it's communism, socialism, or capitalism, they all have a ruling class. And that's what people don't understand is that you want to switch, you want to change the game. You want to switch the game to where everybody gets a paycheck. Well, that's cool. Yeah, everybody wants to be middle class, but, you know, or upper class or whatever, you know. But the thing is that, you know, no matter what you call it, they all have a ruling class, and those people operate in the shadows, and those are the shadows on the wall. It's basically a puppet game. And I think people like you guys on Revolution Radio know this, and I think your listeners know this. And, you know, we're tired of the puppet game. We're tired of, you know, the puppet politicians and their crony capitalism and their little secret deals where everybody else gets screwed and their little club, you know, gets ahead, you know. And you would be almost ignorant if you never admitted that there was elitist clubs or elitist organizations or secret organizations. I used to think 20 years ago, a friend of mine, actually Dr. Scorpio, used to tell me about some of these theories about elitist clubs. And I knew some of them existed because there's kind of like the old school Masons and old school Freemasonry and, you know, the old school Odd Fellows and stuff like that. Yeah, those are the clubs from the 1950s and the 1960s that the average working man might have participated in on a lower level. But at the same time, there's so much stuff out there that I think that now we don't even know exists, that could potentially exist. And we don't even know what's happening behind the shadows. And that needs to be investigated. And, you know, and the thing is that we as independent thinkers need to look into that.
Can you hear Scorpio?
No, I can't hear him on this
really?
Right now.
Hold on a second. Let me reshare. Hold on. I think I can fix that.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with what he says. You know, we know who the enemy are. We know who the enemy is now. Okay, they've shown their hand. We talked about this, and we know what their agenda is. And their agenda is to pretty much kill off most of us. And white people are at the top of that list. And you can see why, you know, particularly Europe, North America, and Australia, places like that have been really targeted here. And again, as I said, it comes back to this old communitarian system, communitarian law. Like you're either with the terrorists or you're with us, you know, that kind of thing. In fact, I just got your show you did on Saturday, guys, with the two, Mike Gaddy and the pilot guy.
Gerald Wayne.
They were excellent. That was incredible. And Daryl, the pilot, like he got that whole communitarian thing. He sees it. And that's what we are up against here, because we're going to be regarded as terrorists that need to be dealt with because of our views. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes, you're correct. You're correct.
Mm-hmm. And we have to be part of this real community, which is the community that they have set up for us with a predetermined outcome. In other words, you will have no say at all, even though they think you're part of a community. You're not. It's all going to be predetermined, and you have to follow the herd. And if you step out of line, well, it's, you know, gulag for you, or even worse, who knows. But that's where we are now.
Yes, well, you know, fellas, D, we're joined by another caller. Welcome, UK Steve. What would you like to contribute to the discussion?
Hello, guys. Hi, everybody. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you, Steve.
Brilliant. Okay, so what I would like to sort of contribute is I want to talk about solutions and actions to these problems. So now we've identified the causes and effects of their program against us. I'd like to maybe, if I may, dip into some of the solutions that we can give to people and the listeners to take away with them.
Great.
Okay, so first of all, we need to start looking at our comms, okay? So the surveillance state is obviously listening. They'll be inserting their people into our scene. In the UK, that will be the 77th Brigade. Okay, this is a Pacific British Army unit sent towards anti-vaxxers in the UK. I want people on the underground to start using IPFS Desktop and IPFS Companion to start posting their podcasts, videos, documents in IPFS Desktop hashes. I want to see those hashes underneath every single link. It's unstoppable, and if we move towards that, we can at least mitigate all the censoring that's been going on the podcasts on Mammy's Ship. So half the time, people like Blackbird 9, for example, people like Scorpio Show, there's interrupt signals being sent on the download, and I'm having to use a VPN, like Proton VPN, just to be able to download podcasts. So the first thing I want people to understand, the listener, is to start using IPFS in our culture. Second, for those who are more
explain
advanced...
Explain what that is, IPFS.
IPFS is the Interplanetary File System. It's a very simple desktop app that you can install on your computer or your mobile phone, and you're able to turn any file into a hash. It's the BitTorrent of web protocol. So if you click on the hash, you get a file, and it's unstoppable and uncensorable. Interplanetary File System. Get the desktop app. And then don't forget to pin that file for other people. So if you do listen to other people's shows, pin that file as well so other people can get it more quickly. Otherwise, you have to use a third-party pinning service like Pinata or Infura. Just use the desktop application. Don't forget to pin that file and post that on your blog underneath the download link so people can actually get it without the government interrupting. It has to be government-proof, our solutions.
Can I chime in what UK Steve, can I chime in about what UK Steve was talking about?
Yes, Steve, please go ahead.
One of the things that he was talking about, I think he was UK Steve that was talking about solutions. One of the solutions I have and that I believe that will work is for all these small businesses to basically rebel. And I'm not talking about a tax rebellion. I'm talking about a permit and a county permits rebellion to where it's okay to sell alcohol. It's okay to sell food with a permit. It's basically, hey, if you won't allow me to do business, I'm not going to pay taxes. So we need to tell them that their COVID lie was a hoax and that we don't agree with their permits anymore. And basically, we're going to operate businesses with or without permits, regardless of what they say.
And the other thing is that this could be like health permits. This could be alcohol permits. This could be building permits. This could be any kind of permits, because at the same time, they don't have enough room in their jails to keep people who are honest and people who are just trying to do business. They need to focus on real crime and real criminals. And also to chime in a little bit what UK Steve was saying, I believe that this is what we're seeing right now in history. I grew up with a friend that was from South Africa. This is a reverse of the apartheid in South Africa, and you're seeing it on a global scale. Unfortunately, the whites are and the Asians will become the target in the future, and you'll see it happen in your lifetime.
Well, you know, with the governments doing this and this overreach, doesn't it seem indicative that they have forfeited their rights to even declare the sense of authority because they're strict and clear violations of any sense of duty that they have or any sense of oath that they have violated? I mean, this is not even like a failure. This is like a betrayal. Arguably speaking, the citizens do need to make some sort of a statement, whether it's you know, this reminds me of Rothschild saying they care not who makes the laws as long as they control the money. The government care not, you know, what you say as long as you pay your taxes. Well, at some point in time, maybe we start to really figure out how to get around paying these taxes and insurmountable and usurious debts that have been bestowed upon us by this private banking cabal.
I totally agree with that. It can be done. You raised some very good points there. Why are we feeding the monster? Why are we paying them taxes? We're getting nothing from them, all that except stuff that we don't want. But there is a way around it. I mean, personally, going back to Hoax Train and why I put it out there. I put it out there because we wanted to try something, Bryzer and me. We got some information about how you handle these people. And it's all about your name. It's all about that, you know, if I say... you know, if they say to me, "Are you Graham Hart?" I say, "Are you addressing me?" Because they cannot speak to the man. The police or any authority cannot speak to the man. They can only speak to the straw man.
So can we comment on that a little bit, Graham?
Yes.
I think it's useful for us to think about the projection, procurement, and protection of power. The three P's. And we must look at each of those, the projection, the procurement, and the protection, and we must invert that. So I would suggest mirroring when they project onto you, mirror who they are. No deal, Noel. Okay? You take their projection, you throw it straight back at them with no fear. We've got the material, okay? We are the best. The best. It's we who are the fighters. We project straight back on them. It doesn't matter the numbers, okay? I faced down hundreds before on November the 11th, and I told them exactly what I thought of them all, okay? Hundreds. We must invert their projection back onto them, and we must use it with strength and the power of tone. Second, the procurement. We must steal power from them. They're stealing it from us. We must take that away from them. So the whole point about not paying taxes, not voting, not wearing TV, not wearing masks. This all deprives them of power. It stops them from procuring it. And we must also intervene to stop them procuring it from other people, perhaps who are weaker-minded. Thirdly, protection. We have to get and bypass their protection. We must infiltrate them. So, for example, quite often you see a lot of drones fly by, illegal drones, and it gives them hissy fits. Because they like to operate in secret. So we need to have 2 to 3 man small teams, decentralized. We need to be disrupting target lodges. We need to be disrupting target synagogues. We need to be disrupting target banks. We need to be disrupting target police stations. We need to be disrupting target Communist Party headquarters. We need to be finding all the hundreds and thousands of CCTV cameras that have cropped up all over this country in the last 40 years, and we need to smash them. We don't need to care anymore because they've got it on the line. They want us dead. Of course they can't lock us all up. That's why they're going to kill us. So this is the law. This is what they've laid down, and this is how we must fight.
Good stuff.
There's only one law. There's only one law, do no harm or loss. That's God's law, and that's what I operate under. I don't operate under their paperwork. Their paperwork comes to me, I just send it straight back. Return to sender, all rights reserved. And it's all about reserving your God-given rights, or natural rights, whichever you want to use it. The reason why I use God is because the Bible is the law book. The Bible is the law book that's in the courts. So, but all you do is reserve all rights, and they can't do nothing. When I got arrested, I didn't do it that way. I've explained how I did it. I just wouldn't give them my name. Basically, that's what it comes down to. I wouldn't give them my name. And because of that, they couldn't touch me. It's been
yes, but they send in organized crime, Graham. So like me, I went through the lawful route yourself. And I was actually successful in court, being my own clansman and my own state. The problem is they sent in gypsies with shotguns. So that is one way of dealing with the system superficially. And I agree with that, Graham, as much as you can. However, we have to be realistic. They are severe organized crime, really serious organized crime that will kill you in a second if they don't get their own way. We have to support each other, small teams. We have to band together with a clear, clear plan. So, for example, in World War II, how did Hitler get into power? Hitler got into power not through voting necessarily. What he got into power with was through disrupting the system and making sure it doesn't work whatsoever for them. And he reached such a climactic point, they actually had to try to do a deal with him and they failed. So I think we should take a leaf out of that book and think, actually, none of this is going to work. If it seems to be that they think they're going to win and have all these niggers and Jews and immigrants of 157 different flavors coming in, giving them a handgun each and kill Whitey, all bets are off at that point. And I think we're rapidly closing to that end game with the, as you say, the crash of the financial system and the great reset, which is to put everybody in debt for the rest of their lives, unable to own any property or manifest any destiny of their own choosing for themselves and their loved ones.
Yeah, Steve, you're making some great points, but let's watch the racial slurs, huh? Okay, that's the only thing we got to watch out for. Giuseppe, why don't you weigh in on this? This is getting to be a heavy-duty conversation.
Well, I mean, I think it's awesome that the guests and the callers all are awake, you know, and thanks to Graham's good efforts and Breiser on their excellent weekly broadcast in Europe, we're slowly waking some people up. The tragedy is that the power of the globalist parasite in controlling the media and entrancing, literally hypnotizing people because they think that the lies, the abject lies they're hearing on the mass media are truth, because there's this weird perception that has occurred since about the 50s with television, where people believe television is real and it's not, and for some reason it's like an oracle for these people. Oh, what the oracle tells me I must believe. And it's just tragic that they abdicate their ability to think for themselves and act on their own behalf.
Yeah, I want to chime in on what Giuseppe just said. I really believe that that was part of the deep state's communication tool and propaganda machine with the media, just poisoning people's minds and going along with the groupthink. And that's what the media has really done here. They've caused a groupthink to where if you disagree one bit, you're shunned and you're the kid in the class with the fucking dunce cap. Oh, I'm sorry. The dunce cap on his head in the corner. And that has really put a stop on people wanting to speak out. And the other thing is that when they've done this, they can usher in their flood of migrants into societies to fuel their cheap labor and their modern day slavery, where they just bring in a group of migrants to do the job for cheaper while other people are unemployed and
they're not able to get ahead. And that's what their false narrative is about migrants and bringing in these people in Europe. I think ground zero for the migrant population is basically France and Belgium. And sometimes in the UK in some parts, that's ground zero of where you've seen the migrants just totally tear apart a working government and a working society, and how they're using migrants to erase people's traditions and whatever their beliefs are, their language, their culture, and just to erase and erode that as much as they can. That helps them gain control as well. When you don't have a culture, you don't have a common language, and you don't have a future for your children, or you don't teach something in school, and then they bring about these wacky ideals like transgenderism and all this wacky green stuff that they believe that is like going to work, but it's really not going to work. It's just going to erode people more and more to where they are not allowed to speak out.
Yeah, Dee, I want to touch upon something you just said that's really important, because you're talking about, you know, this flood of migrants. And if this COVID thing was nearly as deadly as they're telling us, they would stop all migration because it's too dangerous. It's spreading the disease. Yet they're not doing that. They're doing exactly the opposite. So that should tell everyone listening something about what's really going on. We haven't heard from Breiser in a while. Breiser, why don't you jump in and give us your thoughts, please?
Yeah, you know, going back to what Graham was saying again, reserving our rights. I mean, I've done this on many things, okay, even with property tax and even with my mortgage now, and I haven't heard anything at all. And it seems to be a very powerful thing. Now, I agree with Steve in that they can send their goon squads around and they can beat you up, okay? I mean, like, that's always there. I mean, these governments generally have force behind them at the end of the day if they need it. But you know, there is a system there that we can use to push back. And if more and more people kind of done this, and we could just step away gradually from their system. Problem is, we're too entrenched in the system. We have to try and get away from it as much as possible.
We've got another caller, everyone. I followed this gentleman's work on Facebook for quite a while. He's a bright guy, Rocco McFuco from Albany, New York. Welcome to the Wisdom Circle. Can you hear us?
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Good listening to you. Informed people talking.
Great. Go ahead.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, I was trying to post in the other box, but like last month, even at the World Jewish Congress, with all the things going on in the world right now, they have an American congressman, Ted Deutsch, and a Canadian MP, I forget his name off the top of my head, and the whole discussion is based on how to control and restrain the dialogue concerning the Zionist lobby or the Jewish lobby as a whole. And it's amazing that that's what they're having meetings about right now, and it shows you where their priority is.
Without a doubt.
Wow, great point.
Yeah. And you do great work on Facebook, by the way. I really value seeing your posts each day.
I just try to put as much information out there as I possibly can, and you know, there's other people out there, like, I'm sure you guys, at least some of you have heard of Adam Green. I don't know him personally, but he does really good work as well. And much better than what I put out there. He really digs in, has a podcast like you guys are putting on. We'll bring in some people that have, you know, a lot of historical background on the information they're talking about. People need to be informed. And like you guys were just saying, we have to stop complying. Like, I will never wear a mask, and it doesn't matter what extremes they're going to go to. I will not wear a mask. I will not be vaccinated. And that's just the bottom line for me.
Absolutely. Yeah, great points. I know Chris is wanting to get in here. Chris, why don't you go ahead, man?
Adam.
Oh, wow. Well,
Adam Green, I tell you. No, I appreciate your comments, but I don't really appreciate Adam Green too much. I feel that he's too much of a collaborator. I think he sensationalizes and almost like makes some sort of extravagant compliance measures to go along with this stuff. I don't know. I think he's been planted there, to be honest with you. I'd have to say that about him from what I've seen. And I followed him a lot. But I don't know. Just keep your head up about that, man. I'm just saying, all these people run around talking about Hitler and everything like that. Be worried about them, too, man, because Hitler was certainly not what you think he was. And the whole point is to radicalize people in the sense of a limbic reaction towards embracing a savior that's compromised. I think there's a big thing with the Trump thing with that as well. So, you know, people that latch onto the orange crush and really don't see through the whole thing or only have eyes for Donald. I'm kind of nervous about those people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a great point. Chris, Rocco, do you want to respond to that?
Yeah, and that is a good point. And I actually thought the same thing when I first seen Adam Green. I did think the same thing. And the bottom line with that is no matter who it is, you just can't trust anybody at this point. You have to go by the information that they're putting out there. And the hardest thing that we're all dealing with is just getting real information out that people can see. You know, and then start these dialogues, because without the dialogue, it's irrelevant. You know, one person can post whatever they want. If we don't have dialogue like this, it'll never make a difference. But everybody that I, whether I'm looking at their content or discussing with them, it's an ongoing process of, you know, judging where they are. But exactly what you said, they're brutal. I agree totally. You have to constantly assess the people that you're interacting with, unfortunately, because there are
comment
many.
On that?
Good, please.
I think everyone wears a face mask into the shopping mall.
guys, can I comment on that, please? Specifically with Adam Green and No More News. I know something about those guys. Adam Green is not who you think he is. One of his friends on there, I know, and his mother is ex-CFR, or is CFR. So one of the guys with Adam Green on that site, his mother is CFR, right? Now, I'm going to bring you to a second comment. Counter elites. I was reading the other day about a Russian historian the New York Times was pushing, and a bit of an apocalypto historian. And he was saying the more the corruption of society, and think America and the Fed, the more that goes on, the more elite positions are filled. So it ends up not being enough elite positions for all these billionaires who think they're so rich they can run the country. And what you find is you have like a counter elite. So think like Steve Bannon, think like Trump, think Pence as well. All these nobodies that Trump had around him. All these people are just as corrupt. They're only interested in power, and they're only interested in protecting their own power base. They know they're going to lose, which is why they're weighing in on the topic now, and why trust fund babies like Adam Green et al. Are actually stepping forth now, because they are going to lose everything. So these counter elites, one of the reasons you can't trust them is that they don't represent the people. They represent their own interests, because they don't believe the proles can rise up and win. They believe only the middle class and upper class can actually take power and, as I guess, as they say to me, be white supremacists. I don't really care about that per se. I just want all the Jews across the whole planet and creation dead. That's all I care about.
Okay.
Everything else is secondary in nature to that.
Yeah, those are some good points. But we're down to the last, like, less than 10 minutes, so I want to make sure everyone has a chance to give a final thought. So let's go around the round table we have assembled here. Why don't we start with our two highly esteemed guests, Graham Hart and then Breiser. Go ahead, guys.
Okay, well, for me, it's all about losing the fear. If you lose the fear, you've won. excuse me, folks. Once I discovered how the law works and how the game works, then I started to use I Reserve All Rights. And now I got it down even easier that that's all you need to know is four words. Even if you didn't understand it, the only thing you can say, when it happened to me, I'm quite well known and well respected within the town, so I was treated well. But wherever you are in the world, I mean, I got out of there in 9 hours. I could probably do it now in 9 minutes. But wherever you are in the world, you could end up getting banged up for a couple of months. I don't know. But whatever it is, you go through it. You have to lose the fear. I have no fear of these people whatsoever. And I would encourage people to go to CornwallRevolutionRadio.blogspot.com and read the name game and see if they can get something out of it. Because it all is, it comes down to, I don't understand why we're feeding them. We have to stop feeding the monster. And that means, as we were saying about earlier, about stop paying our taxes. And you can do it. Breiser's explained. He doesn't pay property tax. He even kept his house, for goodness sake. They couldn't beat him in court. So it's about, for me, it's losing the fear, and I will not have nothing to do with this paper-based reality.
That's a man. Those are such great points, Graham. And I want to thank you for coming on, man. Everything you said is just so absolutely spot on. Thank you. Breiser, why don't you go ahead?
Yeah, echo what Graham said. Lose the fear. It's huge. You know, just because we're in this fear-based mind control situation at the moment, and once you realize that that it's all. Okay, I don't want to swear here, but BS, okay? That's what it is. It's not nice being stuck in the middle of this BS, but you can just, you know, you just finally wade your way out of it and just wash yourself off and it's gone, you know? That's it. It's we have to be strong. And we're going into 2021 now, which I think is it's going to be huge for all of us. How we're all going to deal with it personally. We all have to deal with it one way or the other. But I think once we be strong and we lose that fear, and hopefully other people can see what we're doing and they can jump on board as well. Momentous times we're in, guys. Absolutely momentous. Really, it's very hard to even think that we're in some kind of reality here. Sometimes I just think I'm in some kind of a dream world or something. It's very hard to make out. But like, what's going on here? What's happened in such a short period of time? But here we are. We know what we're up against. We know who's behind it. We have certain ways of dealing with it and solutions, a way of getting out of these things. It might come down to pitchforks and gun battles. Who knows? But it's going to get difficult before it gets better. But I think at some point it will get better. We just have to get through this, knuckle down, buckle in. The next few years are going to be crucial, but next year I think that they're really going to hammer us with a lot of stuff, and we got to be ready for it. So I'd just like to, again, wish all the listeners and all of you guys as well have a great Christmas and a happy 2021. It's even hard to wish anybody a happy new year now, because I don't think it's going to be very happy for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got to keep it going. We got to keep this momentum going and keep doing what we're doing. So, again, thanks very much for inviting us on. Really appreciate it. Great discussion.
Oh yeah, just excellent points, Breiser. Thank you so much for coming on. Giuseppe and then Chris, let's get final thoughts.
Oh, wonderful to have Breiser and Graham Hart on again. Hopefully you guys will come back soon. I mean, we really need to form strong relationships with the people who are awake. And I'd like to thank Rocco and Steve and Dee for calling in, and please call in regularly, because we need to form a bigger and bigger virtual group. And at some point, depending on your geographic region, it has to be a live group, because
what the heck?
It has to be a live group, because we're at war, and this is a war for our very reality. It's really a war for our very souls, because the international Jew, the Talmudic Satanist, has been worshiping some incredibly dark entities for, you know, over 5,000 years, dating all the way back to Sumeria and Canaan and Babylon and all that. And they've never gone away. And they've, for all that time, basically hidden in the shadows. And now, because they think the AI and the technocracy is going to give physical manifestation to their dark god, they're coming all in. And now we're like Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring. We are the underdogs, but we have to do this because we are literally fighting an absolute evil. And even though there's millions of Karens and millions of shithead husbands who have spineless, and you have all these mentally weak transgendered idiots and all these weaponized minorities, we have to fight through them, and we have to somehow get to the real enemy, and we have to utterly destroy the real enemy, and at which point we literally have saved this planet, saved our society, and it's a tall order, but we have to do it.
Great point, Giuseppe. Excellent. Chris, why don't you take us out? We're almost at the top of the hour, so go ahead, man.
Well, like I say, I think what Giuseppe's saying about taking out the real enemy, a big part of it is discerning the big enemy in terms of national support, and at least to a critical mass, if not to a majority. So I think it's important to really try to educate people as much as we can and steer them towards the bigger picture, because, you know, you're hearing a lot of things, whether it's Trump, anti-Trump, them even trying to incite a Cold War or a hot war with Russia or China to cover up the misdeeds of the DNC or even Israel and the United Kingdom or UN. These type of things are age-old tactics they've always done. So I think we really got to avoid these limbic traps. And I think that's why they try to impose terror, is to create this effect. Limbically. And are we out of time?
No, keep going. Anyway, it hasn't kicked in yet.
Yeah, so, okay, yeah, I thought I heard the thing kick in. Sorry about that. So I think it's really important to really remain focused so that you do really focus your energy on the right things. Take your outrage out on the right people. Send your compassion and love to the right people, the people that deserve it. You know, put your faith in the right people, the people that deserve it. You know, because humanity as a whole are good, and ultimately put into the bad situation.
Well, that's it, Chris.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.